I'm Sally Becker from the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm speaking with Anisa Hussain, the founder of Girls Who Code Capital Region. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Anisa.
Hi, thanks, Sally. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a bit about your background and what led you to put together Girls Who Code.
Yeah, thanks. So I have a degree in cybersecurity and communications. And, you know, throughout my career and throughout my degree program, it's really just been a very visual representation of majority males being in the workforce and not as many females. So that happened for me in my college classes, at work, on my teams, you know, on security teams. And, you know, in 2019, I realized that in the Albany area here, we didn't really have a dedicated club for girls to learn coding and technology. And Girls Who Code, you know, the national organization founded by Reshma Sajani is amazing. So I was like, oh, how great if we could have a chapter here. So I founded the chapter in 2019. And, you know, we've had such a high member base since then. But it's just such a huge passion of mine to see these girls completely thrive in technology when they never thought that they were ever good at something like that. And they never thought that they can see themselves do it. And then during our club, they'll be like, oh my God, I'm so good at this. I love it. And they just practice on their own without me even having to assign anything. And it just makes the motivation just, you know, it just makes me want to keep doing it forever.
What would you describe as the like main mission for your organization? And how do you guys go about like helping these girls?
Yeah, so main mission is definitely, it's twofold. So the first is teaching a programming language. And in my, either in our 2019 year and our 2020 to 2021 year, we focused on both Python and HTML. So those were our two languages. Those are the most common, and I think they're easier for middle schoolers to grasp. Especially, I mean, we have some elementary schoolers, you know, third and fourth graders who are joining with the big girls. And, you know, so we try to keep it easier, you know, in there. They're both extremely robust languages. But the second part of the mission is really creating that sisterhood and creating that bond. And, you know, I really tried to hone that so far, you know, during my meetings. So really like, and so at the end of every club meeting, for example, we have a club a member shout out. So each girl has to shout out a member for something that they did and help them, or something that they saw on the sidelines that meant a lot to them. And it's so amazing because these girls are like, what, you noticed that or whatever. I'm not even making this up. Like a few girls literally became best friends after being in my club, being in this club. And like, and I paired them together the first meeting, and I was like, you guys, and they went to the same school. They were in the same grade and they had no idea. They went to Shen in Clifton Park, which is a large school for those of you who know, and they had no idea. And Sonia and Naja, if you're listening to this, I'm referring to you. And I called them out and I was like, you guys are going to be best friends, watch. And they did. They struggled together, they learned programming together, and they became friends outside of school, outside of the club. But really, that's just a testament to the part of this, right? Because it's not, because technology and coding, it has such a stigma, like, oh, it's hood up, guys only, boring technical talk, that's it, right? No, we have fun, we have girl time, like, but whatever that means, you know, whatever that means to anyone. And it's such an inclusive environment. I think that was the important thing, because I had third graders coding with 11th graders. How do you facilitate that boundary in a classroom? It was just me when that was happening. Like for our first year, it was just me for like 30 something girls. So ranging from fourth grade to like 12th grade. So, you know, maintaining that balance and that safe space, so a third grader understands that you can ask a question and an 11th grader can understand. You can also ask a question. Doesn't matter if a third grader gives you an answer. So it's having that baseline, like we're all here to learn something despite our age, despite our background. And I think that was the whole second piece, which just really brought everything together, which just makes me so happy.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for women in tech, or even just in STEM in general?
The biggest challenge is not speaking up. I think it's very easy to get lost in the weeds or get lost in someone speaking over you, someone mansplaining, let's say, I think it's very easy to let that happen without saying anything about it or without speaking up a little bit more, you know? And I'm when I say speak up, I mean that literally and figuratively, because sometimes mansplaining includes someone speaking loudly or someone trying to speak over you literally. So sometimes you just have to keep speaking, and that's very hard. That was really hard for me to learn. So like my first security team was, it was 11 of us, and I was the only female. I was the youngest, and I was one of two minorities, and that's it. You know, like that was it. So, and in the entire tech team in general, there were like 25% female, probably 75% male. So it was a lot of like, okay, are you the secretary? Are you the note taker? Like, what are you here for? It's like, no, I'm here for the technical stuff too. You know, I'm on the security team. But yeah, I think really the biggest challenge is letting that like overcome you so much so that you don't want to continue pursuing the field. Because I really hope that doesn't happen to people, because it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because females are in the minority. You know, female identifying folks are in the minority within cybersecurity, especially. Right now, I think the percentage is like 26% of the field is female as of 2021 or something. So, and that only went up from like 22% back in 2016 when I graduated. So it's not like we're going up by boundaries. But that's improvement, right? That's change. And I think understanding, like, you just have to understand as a female, if you're pursuing cybersecurity, you're not going to be, not many people are going to look like you in the room. Okay. You're going to be, you know, maybe feel a little left out, maybe feel like you can't make friends or you can't find someone to connect with. But that is a challenge, you know, that whole aspect is a challenge. And I think overcoming that, really thinking confident, thinking positive through that, you know, would kind of help you get over that, but don't let that turn you away. My initial advice really is find your niche, find what it is that you like to do, and find some way to incorporate that into security. So for myself, you know, like I started in cybersecurity. I'm still working in cybersecurity, but right now my role is a lot more writing focused. And I love to write. I love the soft skill portion as well, the project management side, that kind of thing. So find what your niche is and advocate for yourself. Like, that's my advice, because the industry does not advocate for women in cybersecurity. And it's not because the industry doesn't want to, it's because the industry is not primarily women. So how can they advocate for women, right? So I think my one piece of advice is really just be confident about your abilities. And let me also say that imposter syndrome is a real thing. Fake it till you make it is a real thing, okay? Because you have to fake it till you make it. So if I have advice, that's what I'm going to say. Because if you don't have confidence in yourself, how are other people going to believe in you, right? If you're doubting your abilities to be on a security team, how are your coworkers going to believe that you need to be there? I think just advocate for yourself. Be okay with not knowing something, because especially to my college grads who are going into their first full-time roles or first internships, you're not Einstein, okay? You're not security Einstein. No one is, not even someone with 20 years of experience. There's always going to be something that you don't know. So understand that it's okay to not know that. And understand that it's okay to say that you don't know something. Someone asks you a question about security and you simply don't know, be like, listen, I don't know, but I'm going to look it up and I'll get back to you on that. And actually follow through. That's the second part, right? So if there's something that you don't know that struck you, go Google it. Go look it up and familiarize yourself with it. So next time you do know exactly what it is, but learn from your mistakes, because that's how you're going to grow in the field. And essentially that's how you'll gain confidence. And I think it all like ties together. But that's my advice.
To learn more about Anissa and Girls Who Code Capital Region, check out Anissa's website, Anissa with 5 E's. That's ANEEESA.com. I'm Sally Becker with Hudson Mohawk Magazine.